Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's just enjoying his time, and he's going to join us. Oh, right now, he is hanging outside of Pittsburgh. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Mr. Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good, my man. How are you doing? Long time no talk to you.
Good.
Been on the Andy and Baskin show for 3 or 4 times. You haven't been on there, and I think things ran rather smoothly.
Well, that's because you were on the Jeff and Phelps show at that point, and that's why.
There you go.
All right. So right now,
I think we found the key to rating success.
Thank you. This is why you get all the quality when you read your stuff at Letterman Row, right?
Hey, that's Baskin Robbins, you know you've been my favorite forever, man.
I know. It was weird. I was at the Woody Hayes this week and you weren't there. It was just weird how things have changed.
Oh, did you go down there for the Ross Bjork thing?
I was there for the 7-on-7 for the high school stuff.
Oh, 7-on-7.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Why were you there for that?
I was watching my kid play.
Wow.
But I can tell you,
how'd he do?
He did okay. He had one touchdown and dropped a touchdown. So what are you going to do?
It's my contention that if they sold tickets, they could actually make money on stuff like that.
I absolutely think they could. But I will say this, and before we change subjects, the fee they charge those high schools is pretty nominal when you think about other camps
Why? Because they want them there, man.
Well, they do. I think they do 3 7-on-7s, which gives them 30, something like almost 90 teams. What I thought was interesting is, are they watching, or are they just kind of doing it to give these kids the feeling of being a part of Ohio State football for a day? Because, if that's what it is, it's a great treat, because I thought it was awesome.
Here's the thing about those things. I know you know this before we move on.
That's right.
They know who – I said, I know you know – before we move on to the other subjects, the thing about that is they know who they're watching to begin with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then this won't, you won't verification, you know, that this guy, boy, he's got the goods, you know, and stuff, whether it's a quarterback or a receiver and stuff. But as Ryan Dale say, I mean, even 7-on-7, I mean, it's like, you know, it's not real football, but it's about as close as you can come without guys really banging heads.
I think the biggest thing I got out of that was it doesn't matter where you go to school, and it doesn't matter how big your school is, and it doesn't matter how – it's all kind of equal in Ohio. Like you could be on an offensive line at Ed's or Iggy up here and be playing with an all D1 line, but you know, you might see someone from like Trotwood Madison. They show up and you're looking at these kids and you're like, you know what? They got the same size, and you know, it was a great equalizer. That's the thing I think I walked away with it the most.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, the main thing when they're looking at offensive linemen, number one, they gotta have some size to them to begin with. But then they're looking at it, you know, whenever they get in camp, is their feet, man. Their feet and their punching ability, you know, I mean, anymore. So that's what it comes down to, because you don't even, you know, they're always talking about a great fit in the culture, you know, and whatever. But, you know, to be even considered to be a great fit, you still got to be damn good to begin with, you know? So, so you look for the damn good ones, and then you look for the ones that fit.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it was weird. I went over to Merritt Housing, and it was gone. So I didn't have a place to stay. It was
really
bizarre. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was weird. I mean, now it's a tennis center. What are you going to do? All right, let's get to the U.S. Open before I get in trouble for not talking.
Pickleball. That's what I do. Go ahead now.
Tim, what are you doing at U.S. Open this year? Because normally, obviously, a longtime beat writer. And so now, what is your role as a volunteer this year?
I am just like the last 2 years, I'm working in the merchandise tent.
Ah.
And the first year I did the scoreboards back in 2022 at Brookline at the country club.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, this is great. I couldn't believe I got in. I was on a wait list and I finally got in. Well, they wanted a Fenway Park kind of feel to their tournament. So they had these old time scoreboards everywhere, you know, the manual ones where magnetic letters and numbers and stuff. And occasionally you have the gaff where you spell, a name wrong and people give you, I was going to say a bad word.
Yes.
People give you a lot of guff. But then I showed up at L.A., and all of a sudden they only had one manual scoreboard, and that was just for tradition. They had all electronic scoreboards otherwise, and they put me in merchandise. I went, merchandise? What? Because I wanted to be among the people out in the masses,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. When you work merchandise, you're among the people, and you're in the masses, and it's air-conditioned. So the last, this is my third year, I totally enjoy it. I mean, getting to know people and getting to, just do little odd jobs. Like I've been the last 3 or 4 days, I've been doing a cashier duty, which is fun as heck. And this guy comes through earlier today and he goes to the guy working with me. He goes, you know who that is? And he's pointing to me and he goes, no, he goes, that's the King of Columbus. And the guy was from like Dublin and stuff. But I mean, I took it, like even last year, planners, I must have met 100 people, who recognized me mainly from the Baskin and Phelps show.
That is true.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Todd Kilgore is walking down one because I come in this one gate and have to walk all the way across the golf course, including the expressway to get here.
Yes.
This one guy goes, Tim May. I go, oh, no, I'm in a hurry. I'm late. He goes, hey, I listen to you on Baskin and Phelps, man. He's from Mansfield and stuff. He starts going on about how good y'all show is and stuff. And I'm going, I didn't want to refute what he was saying there because he was a pretty happy dude. But I told him I'd give him a shout out. So I just did.
That's funny.
You are making that up. There's no way. Tim, I've known you too long. You are totally making that up.
The guy was serving as a marshal on the number one hole fairway. Todd Kilgore.
Wow.
It's amazing because I have a hard time remembering my kids' names.
I have to pick your brain on this one. I love hearing these guys at the U.S. Open, best players in the world, say, this is the hardest golf course I've ever played. Why?
Well,
what makes it? Is it the layout? Is it the undulation? What is it, Tim? And you're there. You're looking at it. What's it look like?
Number one, it's very, the guy who invented the stimp meter supposedly came from here, was around here. And that's why he invented it, because the greens here were so fast way back when. Because they've worked since the time the place opened, they worked on making these the fastest greens in the world they could be. And the members all claim they like to put on 16, 17 greens. I go, okay. But I think they measured 16 yesterday. I don't know why anybody. Matter of fact, I do know. I was talking to one of the members yesterday while I was watching some of the golf, and he goes, it's the most fun is not when we play it; it's when we bring somebody else, a guest who's never played it, to play it, and we watch their reactions to putts that you barely tap, and they go 85 feet, or in some cases 90 yards, and just right on down the line. So they've. Since the guy who founded this place, that phones guy who was in steel, steel, the steel business, in right. essence, he sold out because he thought he was going to be dying in 6 months because he got a misdiagnosis about spots on his eyes. Actually, because he looked at a welding torch too long, but this one doctor said it was, I think, the first sign of Parkinson's or something. And so he went to Scotland because he's a big golfer, went to Scotland, played, and came back and found out he wasn't dying. And he decided to buy this land and build a golf course much like the ones he played on. you know, big, wide open, link style course. And from that day on, from the first day it opened, almost really until now, it's still the same tradition. They try to make it harder the next time you play it than the last time you played it. Because that's their deal, man. There's no windmills on this one.
Yeah, like we're
there's no trees either, except one I'm looking at right now. I'm up here by the second green and third tee. There's only one tree within the golf course now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can you describe the rough there? How deep and thick? And I mean, I'm watching it. I don't know. I'm watching it. It's like up to your waist, and I mean it's amazing.
I posted a couple of videos on Twitter where the guys were mowing, and they were using push mowers. The field crew here,
yep,
and they were our maintenance crew here, and they were, I think it was like 17 guys in one of those, if you count them, going serpentine as they went through this one area. But it looked like they weren't hard. They looked like they weren't even cutting any grass. That's what was weird about it. I know they got mulching more and stuff, but they were barely just kind of trimming it. You know how you go into the barbers and give me a trim? I know you do, Andy, because you got that TV.
That is true. That
TV kind of thing. You just want a little touch-up.
Jeff's in the room. Don't say anything.
Yeah, but I've never seen a grounds crew obsess over rough like they have the last several days of making sure it's puffed up. Everybody has like an equal shot. But I was just talking to a guy just now before you guys called. His name's Frankie Harris. His son is, I forgot his name, but his name's Harris, last name. He's from a place in North Carolina, but he made the field.
Wow.
And but he was sitting right here at this volunteer section with me because it's kind of like hot and muggy here again today, and he was, you know, needed a break. And but we were talking about that, and he goes, if you miss, it's like the old classic thing, right? If you're going to miss the fairway, miss it 20 yards. Don't miss it 3 yards. Because 3 yards, nobody's been walking in it. You'll be the first person to touch it, you know, like going to the moon. And but if you're like 10, 15 yards off, it's where I think they used to call them spectators here, not patrons. It's where the spectators have been. It's a much easier shot, you know, and recovery shot. So, but yeah, it's 5 inches tall. I've walked through it a couple times. Kind of reminds me, you know, those little paths they mow from the tee box to the beginning of the fairway, like they have those here. You know those things?
Yes,
yes.
What I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, supposedly Ben Hogan was playing in a tournament a long time ago. Well, of course, a long time ago. But he was playing in God's tournament just last night. No.
Damn, man.
Get him straight.
He was playing, he was showing God how to hit a 2-iron. And supposedly he walked that morning, he had an early tee time, and he walked from the tee box to the fairway, and his pants legs got wet, you know, from walking through the dew. And he complained but he pointed it out to a reporter after the round. And next thing you know, that guy went out, the the runner of the tournament or the course. The next day there were paths from the tee boxes to the fairway, and it was because of Ben Hogan.
Hmm. I got one last question before we let you go, because I know you got to get back to work before you got to clock back in. Could Ohio host?
No, I'm done. My shift, man. 6:45. I'm done by 11.
All right, we'll go watch then after this. But listen, could Ohio host a U.S. Open? I mean, we've had Inverness has done it before. They were the last one in 79. Canterbury here in Northeast Ohio had it. Scioto in Columbus had it in 1926. Is there a course in Ohio that could host the U.S. Open?
Scioto's hosted a couple of senior opens. They're going to host another one, I think. Is it next year, I think? I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I'm watching these guys hit. They tried to make this course as long as they could, cut the par down from 71 to 70, because number nine is a usual par five, I think, here for the members, because it's straight uphill to the clubhouse. And so they're bending over backwards here to make it tough, but then you also have the rough and the ridiculously hard greens, which I think are kind of cool, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, on this two green I'm standing next to right now, or sitting next to right now, you know, the son of Fones would go up there and drop a ball at the top of it, and if it didn't roll all the way off the green, he'd make the guys pack it down even more.
Wow.
You know, they got those little green smoothers, you know, that look like little mini packets, those little packers they do asphalt with. They got those running all through the night here to get the greens back in shape. It's pretty funny. But anyway, bottom line is, you know, Muirfield is about as long as they can make it, for example.
Yeah.
Obviously, they could grow the rough, and they could make the fairways more narrow if you give them a couple of years. But then the members would have to sign off on stuff. But, you know, Muirfield is equipped to host an open just by the way it's built, the accessibility for the most part, and all that kind of stuff. But, no, you know, I think they pretty much settled on where they're going in the future. I mean, now they've got like a regular schedule, like
rotation.
Pinehurst number two is on it. This place, Oakmont's on it. A couple others, I think. Shinnecock Hills might be on it.
Yeah, they're good
going
till
to that
50.
Next year.
Yeah, they're good till 51. Yeah.
Bethpage.
Yeah. My point is, there's hardly a place to wedge your way in, you know, anymore. I guess is my point.
There's a couple openings. The next opening would be in 2043. Just so you know that.
I think Inverness.
That's true.
Yeah, I know. Inverness obviously has hosted majors. I mean, Inverness, I think they could maybe lengthen that a little bit or whatever they have to do to make it a challenge. I do agree with this before you go, though.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I would agree with is the Open is not set up to identify good golfers. It's set up to identify the great golfer of that day or that week or that year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's too much to ask guys who practice 4 and 5 hours a day to hit the ball straight, go get it, and hit it again straight with a little bit of English, a little bit of English on it, and then make two putts for par. I don't think that's asking as much as most people make it. But the thing is, it's like when you're hitting out of the rough, it's punitive as hell here, man.
Tim, as always, you know we love talking to you, and we'll be talking to you probably about Buckeyes next. Try to see if you can get me a T-shirt on your way out the door there. Especially
it,
when they go on sale.
Giveaways.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those giveaways.
When they go on sale as soon as you leave there. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
See you, brother.
All right. Thank you. Oh, man. 11 Warriors, but covers everything. Spent a long time with the Dispatch. He is Tim May. He is a super friend of the show. He's been with us since day one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.